Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Save percentages vastly different as well. And here's where it really counts.
Yeah.
And the win-loss records over the last few weeks.
Isn't that how we judge quarterbacks and goalies? You look at all the numbers and you get caught up in the minutia of it. Did you win or didn't you?
Still matters for pitchers, too. And it should.
As much as people say it's antiquated, give me the guy who won 21 games over the guy who won 12.
Exactly. Matt Murray, 0-3-2 in his last six games. Tristan Jarry, 5-1, including a really nice shutout performance last night at PPG Paints Arena against the St. Louis Blues. And, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff to talk about. Ruedel getting pressed into service and playing nice. Trotman, getting pressed into service with Jack Johnson out sick. And we could talk about Stefan Nyson scoring a goal in his first game as a Penguin. All
on
that stuff is
on a top power play, too.
Right. Playing on the top power play from the get-go. You could talk about the Tanev Bluger line.
But you're telling me it's all window dressing, right?
As a second line. Like, oh, it's all great stuff to talk about. Fleshes out the story of this team continuing to battle with so many people injured. But that's the catch here is so many people are hurt, including the superstar, and you're just trying to stack up as many points as you can at this point in the season as we start to enter sort of the dog days of the NHL season.
Hey, Chris, play your best guys.
And if you're going to do that,
play your best guys.
Your best guy in goal?
Uh-huh.
It's Tristan Jarry right now.
Is that even a conversation this morning in Pittsburgh?
It shouldn't be. The conversation shouldn't be, which guy's better right now? The conversation, and the real tough question for Mike Sullivan is, how do you balance it over the next couple of weeks? And I don't mean how do you get one guy, say, four starts and another guy four starts in the next eight games. I mean, how do you still find a reason to plug Matt Murray in?
Let's take the immediacy, back-to-back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Friday, tomorrow night, home against Arizona. You turn around Saturday, you play at Detroit. Who do you play in the first game?
Jarry plays tomorrow night. He just pitched
off
a shutout.
Yeah. So he has to play in the first game, right?
And then Murray can play in Detroit on Saturday.
What if he shuts out Arizona?
He might play again.
Honestly.
He might.
Yes, and I think Mike Sullivan's done that before.
Uh-huh.
And why not?
He's done it earlier this year where he's played Murray in back-to-back games. So why not play Jarry in back-to-back games? I mean, if he continues to play well, this is very much the hot hand theory. And as long as, look, goaltenders and their performance is one of the most fickle things in sports.
He did this with Fleury and Murray. He would play hot hands.
Yeah.
He would go, and especially if a guy had a win, he would kind of keep the goal until he lost. Or there was a back-to-back, and it was kind of glaring that a guy needed rest.
So if he was willing to do that to Marc-Andre Fleury three years ago now, why would he not be willing to do that to Matt Murray right now? And I think he has to be. And I think it really comes down to, okay, when and if and how do we find a way to plug Matt Murray back in at some point? Now, again, you're not anticipating that Tristan Jarry is going to play poorly. You don't want to anticipate that. But if it does happen, okay, we've got Matt Murray over here, and he's won us a couple Stanley Cups. We're willing to plug that guy back into the lineup. But in the meantime, how do you not play Tristan Jarry?
Jim, is there any concern? We were talking about this over the first hour a little bit. Is there any concern with Matt Murray staying sharp with his psyche? Or what's the communication with him? Like, this guy goes from the top of the mountain, right? I mean, the top of the world. And we're talking about him in superlatives that there's very few, if any, goalies in the history of this game that have ever reached.
I don't think anybody did what he did.
But is that ancient history right now?
Yeah, it is. It is, and you know, I don't know if it's a misconception, but people will say, well, Matt Murray is Mike Sullivan's guy. You know why he was Mike Sullivan's guy?
Because he was winning.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. And not that you're going to like kick him to the curb, but and you're going to hear a soundbite coming up here. Jarry was talking about rebounds, and that's the main thing that he's gotten better at this year is rebound control. And so when he stops shots, scoring chances don't result after he stops shots from in close. And that's a big improvement with him. He's among the league leaders.
I don't think you necessarily have to throw out the baby with the bathwater. You can look at Matt Murray's past experiences, even from a couple years ago, and say, hey, that's exactly why we believe the best thing to do right now is to leave Tristan Jarry in as the starter.
But Jarry doing what he's doing right now is exactly why you don't jump at a Murray contract.
Yeah, that's
there's,
the other side.
Both sides of it.
I agree with that. They got plenty of time for that, but
it gives Matt Murray a chance to prove himself yet again. Matt Murray has proven himself time after time after time. Time after time when he was battling Marc-Andre Fleury for playing time. Time after time. Every time there would be a misstep by one goalie, fans would jump on the other one's bandwagon, right? Matt Murray always came out on top. Matt Murray was the guy who ended up holding on to the job, and Fleury was dispatched to Vegas. Above and beyond performance, there were other reasons, yes, because of age and contracts and all that. But still, Matt Murray was the guy who won the job. Here you go, Matt Murray. You haven't played well for the last month. Tristan Jarry has. The roles are reversed now. You get to prove why you get to stick around. When, if you don't prove that you get to stick around and get a new deal, guess what? In 6 months, we might get a replay of exactly what
we
went through a few years ago.
Does this town need to come to grips with the fact that Tristan Jarry may end up being their long-term goalie from here on out? Look, it's a real small sample size. I get it.
Yes, it is.
But
that's what we do.
Didn't we say all the same
things?
Didn't we say all the same things when Matt Murray performed really well when he first came
in? I'm not saying Jarry needs to win Stanley Cups or back-to-back Stanley Cups or even one Stanley Cup. But if he outplays Matt Murray from here through the rest of the year, do we need to have a serious conversation on if he's the guy?
And why did the Steelers keep Matt Why did the Penguins keep Matt Murray as opposed to Marc-Andre Fleury?
Well, it was one big situation.
Younger and cheaper.
Right.
And younger and cheaper.
Right, so here we are. And Matt Murray's not stupid. He's been on the other end of that. Plus, as a goalie, he knows that if he were in Tristan Jarry's position, he needs to keep playing because he deserves to.
Really cool moment for
Stephen Nyssen.
No, about six opportunities for Simone to have that moment last night.
How about he celebrated?
I know. The shame of it is, like, you look at those advanced numbers, and all the advanced numbers are like, wow, Dominic Simone had a really good game. And then you think back to what you actually watched with your own two eyes, and you're like, good Lord, man, you had 19 chances to finish.
You know what Dominic Simone is? He's the guy that hits the baseball with exit velocity 173 to the
right at the shortstop
every time.
Yes,
every time. You're like, come on!
He's got great bat speed.
Right, he hits a lot. You're right. He hits a line drive to the second baseman every time.
But none of these things is actually the biggest story coming out of last night's 3-0 win over the St. Louis Blues. The biggest story is it's a shutout for Tristan Jarry, and Tristan Jarry basically commandeering the goal for the Pittsburgh Penguins from Matt Murray with the way each of them has played over the last 4 to 5 weeks.
Oh, it's his. Is this the beginning of something bigger? That's where we are, where this story is for me.
If you can't see the alignment and the corollaries between what happened with Murray and Fleury a couple years ago, then your eyes aren't open.
It may all fizzle out, but this, if it becomes a bigger story, this was the start of it.
This was the origin point, was the month of November in 2019.
Yes.
When Tristan Jarry went 5-1 with a sub-2 goals against, and Matt Murray couldn't win a game. And that's where we'll end up looking back on it and saying, okay, that's where that kid asserted himself. A kid who, let's be honest, none of us expected him to be around this fall. We thought they'd make a move of some sort. Casey DeSmith would be the backup. Casey DeSmith is still down in Wilkes, and here's Tristan Jarry resting control of the Penguins' net, not just for the next couple of weeks, as it should be, but possibly for the future going forward, because Matt Murray's a restricted free agent at the end of the year.
Well, then let's ask the hardest question to each other. Do we think Matt Murray will ever be back to the point in which Matt Murray once was? Not two-time Stanley Cup guy, not winning everything when he was 16 years old or whatever, but Matt Murray will be on top of this franchise, the number one guy, kind of not necessarily unchallenged, but whenever you showed up, you knew Matt Murray was the number one, because I'm really having my doubts right now.
I've been telling myself for the last year and a half now that Matt Murray was going to get back there. And considering everything he went through, the loss of his dad last year, and I can't even imagine the difficulty of going through that in a role that is the most isolated role in one of the most team-oriented games in sports, right? You're out there on an island by yourself 95% of the time.
Not just during the games either. You're left alone at practice, on the road,
so you're
everywhere.
Left to sit there and stew in your own thoughts, and they can very easily wander off the ice to what he went through last year.
So is he going to get back or not?
No, I don't think he does. I really don't. And it's a shame.
See, I wouldn't bet on it either.
To say that, but I don't. There's been this will be the test. Let's put it this way. In order for me to hedge my bets here, Tristan Jarry should be the guy over the next few weeks leading up to the Christmas break. And if he continues to hold on to the job, perhaps going forward into the month of January. If at no point in the next month Matt Murray asserts himself and wrests control of the net back from Tristan Jarry, then I don't think he ever gets back there. I don't think we get back to two-time Stanley Cup champion as a rookie Matt Murray.
Yeah, I'm kind
of. It's hard to see how it happens at this point if Tristan Jarry continues to play the way he has over the course of the last month.
By the way, Jim, today I need like your Social Security number and a couple other things from you. UNLV put their football opening, their job, their vacancy, on like one of those websites where you just put like a job, like for like a house painter,
a career board or something.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody did, but UNLV
the basketball
did.
Job.
They may have
Penn State.
It's on like
Penn State.
It was Penn State before they hired James.
I read something in the state of Nevada in through UNLV. It's a requisite that you do that on a site.
Yeah. It's on like Craigslist or something.
And so, would you like to apply for the UNLV football job? It's worse places to live, my man.
I agree, but I believe that's on Linda's list of places she'd never live. So they'll have to find somebody else.
We're still going to apply you for it.
Okay, yeah, if you don't mind. Yeah.
Maybe it provides anybody want my Social Security number, just give me a message on Twitter.
Maybe it provides a little leverage for the next big contract negotiations here in the building, Jim.
Oh, yeah, do a James Franklin on them, Jim.
Hey, out in Vegas, they're interested.
They'd put me on the first Southwest flight that happened.
You don't think you'd get a big promotion, more money here by doing this?
Probably not. Based on
past precedent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way of putting
Hold their feet to the fire, Jim.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.